into Action, Outrage, is happening March 11th through 24th. Spring into Action is an annual event series that is organized and funded by QPIRG McGill and SSMU. Every spring, QPIRG organizes a week of free workshops, discussions, film screenings, and social events, engaging local and global issues. We have an exciting lineup of events, including a screen printing workshop, community dinner and zine making night, Prison Abolition 101, and other practical and capacity building workshops for organizing in the midst of injustice and anger. Check out the schedule of events at QPIRGMcGill.org or on our Instagram at QPIRGMcGill. Spring into Action, Outrage, is happening March 11th through 24th. Spring into Action is an annual event series that is organized and funded by QPIRG McGill and SSMU. Every spring, QPIRG organizes a week of free workshops, discussions, film screenings, and social events, engaging local and global issues. We have an exciting lineup of events, including a screen printing workshop, community dinner and zine making night, Prison Abolition 101, and other practical and capacity building workshops for organizing in the midst of injustice and anger. Check out the schedule of events at QPIRGMcGill.org or on our Instagram at QPIRGMcGill. Spring into Action, Outrage.
Titanic, y'a des choses que je comprendrai jamais. Pyramide, et j'ai pensé tomber contre toi. Italique, j'entends toujours le son de ta voix qui m'invite, mon amour. Plus je me sens à l'aise, ironique. Et j'ai pensé mourir avec toi, cyanide. J'entends toujours le son de ta voix qui m'invite, mon amour.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on CKUT.ca on the web. This is All Things McGill. I am Titouan.
And I'm Elnathan.
And this is the final day of our Fongjin Drive. So please donate to CKUT, your favorite community radio station in Montreal and above. Yeah, it's going to be very chill this week. We have a lot of music, but we also have the big news of the TS strike, which we mentioned last week, and it's set and done. They are on strike as of today. Elnathan, do you have a few insights to give us?
Yeah, so I'm in like my U0 year of arts and science, so I'm taking a lot of first year science requirements right now. And the fact of the matter is that without TAs, none of those classes run. No first year classes really can run. About half of my classes are canceled right now because they are labs, and you can't run labs without TAs to run them. I don't think any of my assignments that have been handed in recently are going to be graded, and it's slowly coming out that either our final projects are canceled because there's no one to supervise them, or our final exams are going to be multiple choice in situations that really don't lend them to be multiple choice in classes like physics and calculus. So class averages are probably going to be lower than usual. And these, like, the end of the semester for a lot of these first year courses is just kind of out the window.
Yes, the TA strike is definitely going to impact students. We've received emails from the McGill administration warning students and the McGill community of disruption, possible picketing. But yeah, that goes further than just like physical protests. It's going to impact the grading of essays, because as you mentioned, like in a class of 600 more people, one prof cannot grade and relies on TAs a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Like final exams, even, they just can't be graded. You're not going to have Sydney Trudeau from the math department sitting there grading like almost 1,000 first year calculus exams. It's just not possible, right? So I know a lot of us are feeling kind of SOL, and it sucks kind of having these conversations with our TAs in like our meetings or our one-on-one times where they're like, yeah, we just, like, our hands are tied. And, you know, we do hope the best for our TAs because they're enormous supports, especially like in classes like calculus where you have a 2-hour tutorial once a week for a reason, right? So it just kind of sucks that McGill isn't really appreciating our TAs in this way.
Yeah, this strike is already revealing how much work they do and how essential they are. So we'll see what McGill's response is to the strike and to their demands. And yeah, we'll see how the exam period that is coming up in just a couple of weeks, or, you know, final projects are already starting to, you know, to be great. Oh,
they're underway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm losing my word, but yeah, it's going to be disruptive to university activities. Yeah, I guess that's about it for the TA strike. We got, we haven't mentioned it, but 1,600 TAs striking. So yeah, that's a lot of people. Yeah, we'll see what happens throughout this week, throughout the strike. But so far, it's going to be messy. All right, so let's continue with some music. We first heard Feel Good by our beloved Quebecois Charlotte Cardin. And we're going to continue with Mother's Daughter by Leela.
I'm a knock, crocodile, a Verona. Oh my God, she got the power. Now look at her, she got the power. I fought for my freedom, I came up to give me some. I'm nasty, I'm evil, must be something in the water. Oh, did I'm a mother's daughter. I fought for my freedom, I came up to give me some. I'm nasty, I'm evil,
swish, I'm a 3-point shooter. I blow through ya like a hot wind out in a Biuya. Something in the water, or that I'm a mother's daughter.
Stars don't shine, I like the sky for you. In a specimen, added an X to my schedule and a blue check to my resume. Let's be professional. I'm eating shit vegetable. No, I'm not vegan. Just those are the most accessible. Formula. I know you fuck with the formula. 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 I know you fuck with the So in a push, I won't even say it is sacred. Protected, friendly, projected, collecting myself at the second. Excuse me, I'm usually smoother. Ooh, baby. I don't go out, that shit too boring. Wearing an outfit at 2 in the morning. You must be a mannequin. Anyways, I'm fucking horny. Stand on whatever, the wind stopper matches the weather. I had a gray, my name Heather. I'm getting off topic. Pass me a cup, I'ma drop it. I don't give a fuck about college. Some of the sudden, that legs aren't sticking together. We do that shit under covers. I am a generous lover. I feel like Santa whenever I slip on a rubber. Formula, formula. I know you fuck with the formula.
Talking about it, you could be walking about it, you could be doing it too. You give me the wheel, I'll drive it. Give me the lemons, I'll make you a glass of lemonade. Okay, notice how you feel about it. Just cause I need my bag and my bag and my bag. You shouldn't feel bad, don't feel bad, don't feel bad. You know it's a rap, it's a rap, it's a rap. When I'm in my bag, in my bag, in my bag. Sidelines, only when I'm up, you tryna be by my side. This I know, cause I've seen it before. So don't you call, cause I just wanna talk. But please don't interrupt, it ain't up to me, no. I can't fill your cup, I don't think I got the liters. This I know, cause I poured and poured. Yes, I poured and poured. But I can't do shit for you if you can't even choose your cereal. Ha, really though? Huh? Serious? Huh? Ooh, tell me how you feel about it. But don't make up your deal about it. You could be making moves instead of talking about it. You could be walking about it. You could be doing it too. You, give me the wheel, I'll drive it. Give me the lemons, I'll make you a glass of lemonade.
If it sounds like Montreal, it sounds like CKUT. CKUT's annual funding drive is back, and this year we're celebrating the city that made us. From Friday, March 15th to Sunday, March 24th, tune in for an earful of Montreal-made magic. Your favorite programmers will be live in studio and live streaming online for the first time ever. Tune in online, on the good old-fashioned radio, or join us in person. CKUT friends and family will be providing the tunes for an opening party at Bar La Marche à Côté on March 14th and a closing night on March 23rd at Nouvel Établissement. Stay tuned at our website for other events that put the fun in fundraising. Don't miss these celebrations of community radio and sounds of the city from your favorite local DJs. We need $50,000 to keep CKUT on the map. Powering a nonprofit radio station is more expensive than ever. Will you answer the call of your community before it's too late? Donate now by visiting ckut.ca/donate or by calling 514-907-9424. CKUT 90.3 FM, the sound of Montreal since 1987. CKUT's annual funding drive is back and taking place from March 15th to 24th, 2024. We have exciting new merch available for our donors, including t-shirts, tote bags, mugs, magnets, and posters. Thanks to the generosity of this year's sponsors, you'll get a chance to win goodies from your favorite local businesses, festivals, and more, with every donation $35 or above. This year's sponsors include Pop Montreal, Cinema Public, Constellation Records, Mutech, Festival du Nouveau Cinéma, Encore Books and Vinyl, RIDM, CNL Cycle, Adam Hart, Just Seeds, Lola Rosa, Putting Edge, Drawn and Quarterly, Death of Vinyl, La Rama, La Seltzer, Dispensaire Microbrasserie, Luglion, Pizza Bouquet, and Paragraph Bookstore. CKUT would like to thank our sponsors for supporting another year of people-powered community radio. For more details on prizes and to donate, go to ckut.ca/donate.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on ckut.ca on the web. I am Titouan, and this is All Things McGill, and I am co-hosting this week with...
Elnathan.
Exactly. We talked about the TA strike previously. So nothing new about that, but we'll be monitoring and observing what's happening and what McGill has to say and to offer. The song we just played, we had 24/7 by Say Grace, Formula by Shy High, and the last one, In My Bag by Mahalia. Mahalia, who was doing her third concert in recent years at the Bay Banfield Theatre this weekend, and I went there and it was a lot of fun. So shout out to her. We have another segment about trans rights and the recent development of legislation and in Quebec about Wise Men Committee and the counter program that's been launched of the On est passage. So that was made by our local news journalist Jules Pujal. So we'll listen to that right now.
Queer and trans-inclusive education have borne fruit here in Quebec. Premier François Legault responded to September 20th's so-called 1 million march for children, where groups asked for topics of gender and sexuality to be kept out of schools with a government committee. This Committee of Wise Men, as it's being called, is consulting with community groups and will advise the government on policies towards trans and non-binary people. But how far will the government go to placate the growing parents' rights movement? And will it come at the expense of trans children? Launched just yesterday, the new Ne Seront Pas Sages Coalition brings together over 100 organizations, activists, and researchers to call for the dissolution of the Comité des Sages. Joining me is coalition spokesperson Zayel Gour. Zayel, thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So I just want to get started with understanding this Comité des Sages. What are the issues that are here with this new committee? Why did your group launch this campaign yesterday?
Basically, the very existence of the committee is something we oppose. It is built on the notion there is an issue with trans people, our existence, our presence, and the fact that we're being discussed in medias and television. Beyond just gender education in school, what the Million March organizers and all of the other far-right protests we've seen they're really calling for the disappearance of trans people in public life. And by simply creating this committee, Legault is giving weight to their demands. He said basically that they are reasonable concerns that need to be heard. And for us, that's very insulting because those people come from far-right extremist religious groups. They are, on the ground, because many of us were on the ground during those protests. And what people are reporting said that those people were calling slurs, were violent, they attacked people. Those are not reasonable people. They're members of the organized religious far right. And it's surprising for a government that has played themselves as like the good governance type to play on those fears. And beyond that, the committee is in no way legitimate to decide or recommend anything concerning trans people. There's no trans people involved in the committee. And there isn't even someone that has like experience working with trans youth or trans people in general. They're all fully inapt in this mission. And two of the committee members have expressed ideas that are like marked by transphobia and or have ties with organized transphobic groups.
Yeah, and you know, when you say that François Legault is appealing to far-right actors and, you know, intense religious groups, what exactly are their demands? Like, what would they like to see in terms of, you know, inclusive education around gender and sexual orientation, gender identity, things like that? What are they pushing for that the CAC government is sort of like considering or giving credence to by putting this committee forward?
It depends. The people that organized the protest last fall were a broad coalition of right wing and mainly far right groups, and they didn't came out with like a very clear like, are we on those policies? Basically, depending who's talking to them and the context, they're always moving the goalpost. Anything that is inclusive of trans people, they have a problem with, especially when it comes to young people. They are opposed to education that just explains the fact that trans people exist. That's even this is for many of them is too much. Just saying trans people exist in a school context. They one of the big thing too is they want the same kind of legislation we've seen in Alberta and New Brunswick and Saskatchewan that force the outing of trans youth to their parents, and which is very dangerous. One of the main perpetrators of violence against trans youths are their own families. In many contexts, families are not a safe environment for trans youth. Like trans youth are overrepresented in the trans homeless population, and the main reason is because they're being pushed on the street by their own parents because they are trans. And it's also true for other queer folks. They're pushing against the drag story hours. They're pushing against access to trans medical care, which is proven to be life-saving. And beyond that, they are inviting violence against trans people, especially when there isn't as much cameras around, or like the groups we've seen in the streets are not simply like concerned actors. They're hate groups. And Legault is kind of playing balls without not fully endorsing them, but saying that their concerns need to be listened to. But by the composition of the committee and the way it was framed, it's clear that he's not setting it up to be something that's going to condemn those concern.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in there because I think it's important to really talk about the Comité des Sages, the sort of wise men committee, and who are the so-called wise men, who the government has chosen here, because, you know, that's been a large part of the opposition from groups like yours, is just that the people who are leading the committee don't have expertise with the community, the trans community. You know, is that sort of all there is to it? Just that these people are not experienced, or is there more to the story here?
There's a lot more here. The president of the committee is someone called Diane Lavallée. And Diane Lavallée has been, it's been found that she has like a deep personal friendship with Diane Guibault, which is now dead, but used to be the president of Pour le droit des femmes du Québec, PDF Québec, which is a TERF group.
Sorry, could you explain TERF?
Oh, sorry. It's a trans radical exclusive feminist group. Basically, it's a group that revendicates, like that claims itself to be feminist, but who oppose the inclusion of trans people within feminism. They're also Islamophobic, and they oppose the rights of sex workers. And Diane Lavallée had a friendship with Diane Guibault, who used to be the president of PDF Québec, and she also published a video on the website of PDF Québec giving homage to that director. And in this video, she defended and she praised the fact that Diane Guibault fought against the dangerous ideas of intersectionality, which she said we needed to raise a red flag against.
Avec les enjeux que ça comporte, Diane a été capable d'allumer les lumières rouges qu'il fallait, bien qu'elle reconnaît dans l'intersectionnalité.
In this video tribute to Diane Guilbeault, Diane Lavallée says that the former is a woman who understands the positive benefits of intersectionality for Indigenous women, lesbians, and others, but also is able to turn on the red lights about its dangers. She also calls her the perfect portrait of the committed feminist activist at all times.
And Diane Guibault basically opposed the fact that a trans woman was elected president of the One Federation. She called out what she called like the trans lobby from taking over feminist space. And so her ties, the ties of Diane Lavallée, it's a bit confusing. There's two Diane there, but basically Diane Lavallée is the president of the Wiseman Council, and her ties with PDF Québec are very worrying. PDF Québec created fake scandals framing trans activists as pedophile for talking about genderphoria. They said that genderphoria was a fetish, a sexual fetish, and that talking about genderphoria to children amounted to a sex crime against children. While genderphoria just is the term to use when someone feels good in their gender expression. So it's like fully misleading, and it's a fear campaign. And so the ties, having someone on the council with ties to PDF Québec is more than worrying. It's revealing of the agenda from Legault, which has maintained close ties with PDF Québec because they were the only woman group to back the Bill 21 when it was passed. And another member of the committee, Patrick Taillon, has expressed itself on Radio-Canada and Cob Radio about the fact that schools should be outing trans kids to their parents, that schools don't have a right to keep that information away from their parents.
Personnellement,
this is Patrick Taillon speaking on Cub Radio back in September. In this interview, he's outlining the differences of opinion about whether educators should ask for parental consent or tell the families of transgender children when they choose to go by different pronouns in schools. He says, personally, I understand the argument of insecurity, but the state cannot be responsible for families who have prejudices.
Basically playing on what's been called parental rights, the rights of parents, which for anyone listening that isn't aware, it's not a real thing in any form of legal context. Parents don't have a right as parents, but children have a right in many national, provincial, and international documents. Parental rights were invented by the far-right evangelical preachers in the U.S. to oppose, basically, the end of segregation in school and to oppose progressive education. And it's being imported in Quebec right now through this notion of, like, parents have a right to prevent their kid from being exposed to diversity and to prevent their kid from being trans, basically. Parents should, like, agree to the school respecting their kids' pronouns. That's one of the things he also said, that parents should have like their say in this matter.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot in there, but it sounds like what you're saying is that, you know, there's this uniquely, I guess, Quebecois network, right? Where the PDF is this group that came to political prominence within the CAC for their support of Bill 21, their opposition to wearing the hijab in this very like secularist kind of brand of feminism. And because of that link, you know, they're now being really included in this committee. But you're also bringing up this larger context in which terms like parents' rights started in the United States, migrated here. Even the protest that we saw, the 1 Million March for Children, which was called anti-SOGI, right? It was like, yeah. SOGI stands, I think, for sexual orientation, gender identity. It's a type of curriculum you can have in schools. But those protests happened. Exactly. They happened here, but the actual curriculum didn't exist in Quebec. So we have on the one hand something that's uniquely Quebecois, and on the other hand something that is completely imported from an outside context. And I'm curious to hear from you about what are the sort of elements that might make what's happening here different from what's happening in other contexts. Is there anything about the story in this Comité des Sages that, you know, is something distinct from what we're seeing in other contexts?
There's a few different things. One of the things that's important to realize is that Quebec has been for years not necessarily a bastion, but a strong place for trans movement and trans-related issue. Like, statistically, many studies have shown that, like, Francophones are one of the main groups when polled in Canada that would say that they would support their kid coming out as trans. And Quebec has, for a long time, had amongst the most progressive law regarding to trans issues. And so there isn't the same popular support, or at least there wasn't the same popular support for transphobic things. And so that's one of the reasons I think Legault cannot just put a bill right now that would be transphobic. He tried, basically, he already tried with Bill 2 2 years ago, basically, a bit more than 2 years ago, which was theorized to be probably something that was proposed by PDF Quebec, because they were the only group that came out in support of the bill, even amongst the right wing here. And so there's something very Quebecois about the first going through a wise man council. It's the same thing they did with Bill 21. It's basically trying to give legitimacy, trying to build support for those issues, give them a sense of credibility by creating basically an expert council of ideologues. And so that's very Quebecois. That's a really CAC thing to go to do, like building the ground before you can like really make a political push in that direction. But otherwise, I think it's really an import of things that were happening outside of Quebec. It's not innate, like a native is maybe not the right word, but like it's not a locally grown movement. It's really coming from the Anglo-Saxon world, meaning England and the like southern United States. And amongst our coalition, there's a bunch of anti-fascist groups like Montreal Anti-Fascist or Pink Bloc or others that weren't really involved during the counter-protests against this. And they also they found ways to have access to information from within those groups. And we know that it was never again about SOGI. Like, it's one of the clear things. It's when they name specific policies or stuff like that, it's never really about this. It's always about just a larger moral panic that's been created by the media, a larger demonization of trans people. And if you go for any like trans-related post online, you will see all those people creeping out, calling trans and queer people pedophiles, saying they should be killed. It's really the discourse we're walking with. It's a fascistic-leaning movement. And so this is really not something that came out of Quebec. The Quebec far right has been mainly dead for many years, since 2016, 2017. But Legault is really giving wind to the sail of a new kind of far right that resemble less what we're usually used to hear and more what's coming from the prairies or the southern states or England.
What's curious, or I guess what remains to be seen, is just how will this succeed? Because in other aspects, right, the CAC project has been very successful, you know, recent polling notwithstanding. If you traditionally have polled François Legault across the rest of Canada's premiers, he has done very, very well. And, you know, if Quebec is starting at a baseline of respect and support for trans rights, but we are seeing these kinds of movements gaining ground, what are the next steps for supporters and defenders and allies of trans rights and trans people? Like, what can people do to get involved?
One thing is, we should see it for what it is. It's a moral panic being built through the media and through far-right groups. And we should see that it's something that is built like on a constant repetition, basically, of saying it enough and enough until it becomes serious. And in that sense, we need to oppose this discourse everywhere we see it. We shouldn't give it any sort of legitimacy or not treat it as something that's reasonable. We should oppose it systematically. But other than that, I think it's really important to support a trans-led initiative. I think a lot of why the far right is picking on trans people to build like that moral panic is that there's not that many of us. We're a really small percentage of the population. And so we really need people of good conscience to walk with us on the 31st during our protest, but in general to be there when there's a protest that needs to be opposed, but also like to organize event or activities or invite trans people to come speak to in your school, in your union, in your women's group. And we're seeing like a lot of the progressive parts of society, including most of Quebec's feminist group, really coming to this position and realizing that there's a need to like actively get involved. But other than that, like, I think Quebec is less transphobic than it is racist. And I think we're not going to see the same kind of mass participation to this kind of initiative from the government as we saw from for Bill 21. But this is to be said, like, Radio-Canada published a like really transphobic and misinformed, poorly sourced episode of their show Enquête about like trans youth access to healthcare, where they basically gave like a lot of time to Lisa Littman, which is a discredited pseudo-scientific transphobe that like had a lot of her research taken out of academic paper, lost a lot of her academic credibility, but had like still gave her hair time and basically build a whole episode like in one of their most popular show along her like thinking. And I think a lot of people in position of power, in position of like inside medias, inside institution, really need to think carefully about what they're doing, because they're enabling the violent far right. And even the CSIS said that there's a serious risk for extreme violence coming from transphobic groups. And so like people are playing a dangerous game, trying to make like basically to gain political capital or gain like viewers numbers through playing on that moral panic. And I think people should think about their place in history right now, because we're seeing right-wing, far-right politicians, movement gain a lot of power through this. And we've seen what those kind of thing can do in the past. It's not the first time, first moral panic in history. It's not the first one that has been linked with a violent extremist group. And we know what it leads to in history. And I think people should... I don't think people really want to be on the side of the rise of fascism. This ideology leads to the death of trans people, like we've seen with Next Benedict, like we've seen with Brianna Gay. And I think people should think about that and should really think about where they want to be in their storybook around this whole period.
Just to wrap up, I know you talked about there's a march coming up on March 31st.
Yeah.
Can you give more information for those who are looking to join in? What's that all about and how can people get involved here in Montreal?
Yeah, so every year, March 31st is the Trans Day of Visibility and Trans Day of Vengeance. The two names are used by the community. And so in honor of this day and to call for the dissolution of the committee and more widely to oppose transphobia, we are calling at 2 p.m. On the 31st of March, at the 600 Fulham Street for a big protest. We want it to be really a moment of coming together and exposing like the scale of our collective power, our solidarity, and our anger toward the like a legitimization of transphobia from the government. And it's not a coincidental spot. That's where the Minister of Family has its office.
And Ministry of Education, too.
Yeah, the Ministry of Education, too. But the family minister is the one the Wiseman Council is dependent from, which in itself is really weird because I don't know why it's a family issue, trans stuff. But it's also where on the 31st of March, there was probably the biggest counter-protest in their history of Quebec to oppose the far right, or at least the contemporary history. And it was when the second Million March was supposed to happen, but unions, women groups, student association, and queer militant groups, LGBT association, all came together and had more than 1,000 people facing a few hundred transphobes, and basically blocked them from protesting in any capacity. And so it's really a space that has a recent history of our community and our allies and other groups coming together. And it's also like significant because of what I said, like it's the offices. So I really hope people are going to come through. We're trying to make it fun. It's going to be a more positive protest than the counter protest. We're walking on our own basis. There's going to be, we're like trying to get buses from Sherbrooke and Quebec for people from outside of the city to come in. And we're going to try to have fun activities afterward.
Yeah, great. All right. Well, that's going to be March 31st. And I'm sure that you will be, anyone who's interested will be hearing about it probably more on CKUT as well. But Zael, thank you so much for coming and chatting with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
When reached for comment by CKUT, the Office of the Minister of Family said that, quote, the committee's work will allow us to make our future decisions in a more informed manner and will help counter the misinformation that currently pollutes the public conversation. Despite questions from CKUT, they did not comment on the reporting about the committee's makeup, including the statements made publicly by the two committee members discussed in this interview. If you'd like to read that reporting directly, you can find that in an article released December 7th from Pivot Magazine in French. It's called Qui sont les sages qui guideront le gouvernement sur la question de l'identité de genre?
Thursday, March 28th at La Sala Rosa, Orchestra Criminal launched a brand new album of criminal tunes sung in Yiddish, Bosnian, Greek, Arabic, Polish, Hindi, Spanish, Norwegian, and mixed Dengo. Orchestra Criminal is a gender-balanced headpiece of improv performers busting out adventurous gangster songs from a dangerous and forgotten era. Thursday, March 28th, Orchestra Criminal's album launch at La Sala Rosa with special guests La Delegation. Tickets $20 in advance at CasaDelPopolo.com, doors at 7, a co-presentation of Sueni Better Popolo and CKUT.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on CKUT.ca on the web. And this is All Things McGill. It is already 11:50. Time flies. Yeah, we talked about the TS strike. We continue with the Comité des Sages. And that's about it for this week. We're going to continue with some music and... the most important thing is that this is still, and it is our final day of funding drive. So please donate to your favorite community station in Montreal, CKUT. And we'll be back next week. And I will wish you a great day, especially because of this great weather. It is warm-ish. It is sunny. And we love it. Elnathan, do you want the last word?
I don't have anything else to say except for, like, thank you for listening. And I don't know, maybe keep posted with the TA strike and wish our TAs best of luck in their negotiations.
Perfect. We're going to continue and finish with some music. This first one is going to be Gripal by Tiamni. And as always, the playlist is available on our website, ckut.ca. Have a good week, everyone.
Le petit bébé peut voir ses mains, mais il ne peut pas se voir lui. Alors, est-ce qu'il existe vraiment? Est-ce que j'existe vraiment?
Je ne sais pas trop pourquoi, mais souvent j'espère me lever un matin sur une autre sphère. J'ai tout à portée de bras et pourtant j'essaye toujours de rajouter des nuages dans le ciel. Le temps est gris pâle, le soleil à la crève, je crois que c'est vital. Besoin de tristesse dans la tête, vos paysages par la fenêtre de la ligne 13. Ça me réjouit de croiser tous ces regards pleins de détresse. Gris pâle, ça se voit que sa vie est cool, observant le temps qui s'écoule dans cet open space. Un boss tout aussi cool qui a suivi un peu plus de cours, donc faut bien lui lécher les boules pour conserver sa petite chaise. Et mes écrits parlent d'eux-mêmes, ce monde n'est pas mon domaine, juste un gamin paumé essaye de faire ressortir ses promesses. Gris pâle, le soleil à la crève, je vais ressortir les problèmes, j'avance toujours en noircissant le ciel. Je ne sais pas trop pourquoi, mais souvent j'espère me lever un matin sur une autre sphère. J'ai tout à portée de bras et pourtant j'essaye toujours de rajouter des nuages dans le ciel. Je ne sais pas trop pourquoi, mais souvent j'espère me lever un matin sur une autre sphère. J'ai tout à portée de bras et pourtant j'essaye toujours de rajouter des nuages dans le ciel. Je vois le soleil dans le miroir, ranger les doutes au fond d'un tiroir. Je suis sûr que ce n'est plus un mirage, j'accoste bientôt sur le rivage. Les rayons inondent mon visage, je n'avais jamais vu ces paysages. Ce monde est beau, tout est si clair, je tombe amoureux en un éclair. Éloignez-moi des ténèbres, je veux plus jamais voir les larmes. S'il n'y a pas de sourire sur mes lèvres, je serai mieux dans l'au-delà, je serai mieux dans l'au-delà. Laissez-moi dans l'au-delà, laissez-moi dans l'au-delà. Le soleil dans le miroir.
I just do what I must. I had to pick myself up, ride out the mud. Wasn't no ifs or buts. Remember them days on the bus. Now I've been pushing the whip and straight getting the bugs. Thinking about what it is and what it was. Remember them days I was stuck. Feel like I ran out of luck. Now I'm just catching these dubs and they all asking too much. You cannot lean on me, little baby. Fuck, I look like. Do you think that I'm your little crutch? If you ain't fucking with me on some real shit, I think you might be out of touch. Saying farewell to the fake friends and all of them bitches that told me I wasn't enough. Feel like Colin Kenny on tracks. I be spitting my heart and they listening. I feel the love. I was so gifted with all of these writings. I got an express ship straight from above. Smoking that MJ and feeling like MJ. I'm puffing and hitting the blunt with my glove. Never be fucking with none of these scrubs. I get them gone, I don't care where they from. Do this shit with my eyes closed. Looking and I wonder where my mind goes. Everybody wondering about my goals. Like, Ray, what you doing? Where the time go? Still ask myself where the light go. And I'm way too high where my eyes go. Let me tell you one thing about life, though. I know that shit just one big cyclone. But I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose. Too many options. Don't know what to do. I just can't fuck with these fake motherfuckers who can't even walk up a mile in my shoes. Say that they love you, but they do not love you. They figure I know they gon' pick and they choose. Gotta watch out for the snakes in the grass. I'm fixing on nothing. Just know how to use. And I'm tired of abuse, tired of these bitches, I'm tired of you. Tired of everyone coming around for the good, for the bad, they gon' have an excuse. Tired of being so tired, I'm wired like shit, damn, it's already two. Tired of the groupies that's acting like smoochies, cause they at my show and they been off the juice. Damn, ooh, like Ray, how you get so smooth? I just be telling the truth, make your face look like a fool. I swear these rappers is jokes, I don't wanna feature, boy, we is not cool. I'm not your homie, boy, you do not know me, you just know my tunes, just know my tunes. Don't wanna lose, I don't wanna lose, I don't wanna lose. Too many options, don't know what to do. Too many options, don't know what to do. I just can't fuck with these fake motherfuckers who can't even walk up a mile in my shoes. Say that they love you, but they do not love you. They fickle, I know they gon' pick and they choose. They pick and they choose, pick and they choose. But I don't wanna lose, I don't wanna lose. Don't wanna lose, I don't wanna lose. I don't wanna lose, don't wanna lose, don't wanna lose. I
don't wanna lose, don't wanna lose, don't wanna lose, yeah.
You explained that to me, so.
Cut it a little tougher. Cut it a little tougher.
diddly rougher. Your man can diddly tougher. Cause he just say me rougher, say me rougher than tougher. Cause anything me chat, me say it a fi dangerous. Me chatting in a music, me well serious. Cause he look to me rougher than a rougher. Cause he look to me rougher, me tougher than tough. Hey, cause me say, man to man is so unjust. Bim, man to man is so unjust. In a time like this, I do a no oof it just. A time like this, I do a no oof it just. So rougher, me rougher than a rougher. Cause me little tougher, me tougher than tougher. Me walk on the street, girl, say me famous. Me drink up